starting in the Old Testament, we see this mighty invasion of one kingdom over another. God is establishing his kingdom on earth through the children of Israel because of the pledge, the covenant, between he and Abraham that passed on to Isaac and to Jacob, and so forth and so on. These are their children who have grown to be plentiful and numerous as was promised. And God has come and sent Moses to lead. And this is the kingdom of God invading the kingdom of Egypt, saying, "Let my people go." And we are watching this. Now, certainly God could have just come in and wiped out Egypt so Israel could just walk away. But God said, "I've done this because my reputation will go before these people. And everyone will fear them because of the destruction of Egypt, a mighty land in the time." Pharaoh keeps hardening his heart. He does not want to humble himself before God. He thinks he is a god. And every time something happens, he just tricks. He's not tricking anybody. He's not obviously fooling the Lord. But he just humbles himself enough to get the plague to go away. And then he reasserts himself as the god of the land. But God is relentless and systematically is swaying the people even away from Pharaoh, because they are seeing that there is a god more powerful than Pharaoh at work here, invading and destroying this land, all because of Pharaoh's pride. Ultimately, God's people will be freed. And ultimately, no matter what is going on in our lives, we will be freed. We are the children of God as well. Of course, Jesus talks about children again today, and we've spoken about that. And they've even spoken of it in the context of the Daily Yeti Bible for Kids. And again, I invite you to have your kids participate in that podcast. And if you don't have kids, pray for it, because God is doing mighty things in knitting families together through that podcast inside of its first month. Far greater than I had anticipated. Anticipated isn't really the right word, because I didn't know what to expect. I just knew God said to do it. But we've gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails of children who are now turned on to the Bible for the first time in a systematic way. Jesus goes on to talk to the rich young ruler. And he goes right to the heart of the thing, because this is a good man. And I think this is important for us. If anything, this is very, very important for us. Jesus always goes right after the heart of the matter. If you watch his life, he always goes straight to the heart of the matter. He is after our hearts. He is exposing and freeing our hearts from the encasement that we allow, from the little devious agreements that we allow around our hearts, things that we make assumptions about that are true. This is a good man he's talking to. He's obeyed all the commandments. And Jesus allows him to present his case. "I'm a good guy. I've done everything right. What do I still lack?" he asks. And Jesus goes straight after it. "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." This was a big deal for the guy. It went right to the heart of the matter. It's not that Jesus is saying to everybody, "Go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come follow me." He's saying this very specifically to this guy, because this man has wealth, and it is an idol in his life. It is a part of who he is, and he walks away sad because he can't do it. And Jesus exposes right there what has entangled the man's heart. If we are willing to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, the Holy Spirit will shine the light of truth in every corner of our lives. And truth, light, banishes darkness. Truth banishes evil. It will be exposed for what it is. And we can find these things, these agreements that we've made over the years, that have not allowed us to live from a full, pure, clean heart, things that we are not willing to give up for God. And that is sort of the rule of thumb. What is it that you won't give up for God. Because that exposes right there the root of an idol in your life. I'm not saying that's easy. That's a constant process. I'm not saying just think about it and find the idols and they'll be gone. It's not how it works. We have to surrender those things to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to, over time, systematically rid us of those things. But guys, we have to do it. This is a year of release and complete. This is also a year of action. It's not enough to listen to these words and go, oh, that was good today. The Bible really spoke to me today. And then forget it by dinner time or forget it by morning. That's not enough. The words are going into our spirits now, and we are accountable for those words. We must live those words. Okay? In the Psalms, it clarifies what I just said. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? In other words, who gets to be in the presence of God? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. You see?